They lost everything that they owned. And some of their relatives were killed. So on Friday, November 22nd, organizers are hoping that well-wishers will come together and bring them some items that will help the family as they welcome their new baby. The event will take place at Church of God of Prophecy, 5255 De Sorel, opposite De La Savanne Metro, beginning at 7:30 p.m. And for information, you can call 514-249-6432. It's coming up at 1 o'clock in this beautiful city of Montreal where it's chilly. You need to have extra warmth. So if you're going out, dress warm. It's exactly 1 o'clock. And you are listening to Beat the World on CJLO 1690 AM.
CJLO 1690 AM, Montreal.
This is CJLO News. I'm Shana Lee Marie. A stretch of the Orange Line was out of commission after water flooded several stations Thursday morning. Firefighters received a call at 5:45 to respond to leaks in a building on the La Gauchetière Street and Beaver Hall Hill, according to CBC News. Water leaked into the metro line, causing several stations to close between Laonogru and Barrie-UQAM. Service has since resumed. In other news, after 6 weeks of strike, workers on the Indigenous-owned Shewitin Railway line in northeastern Quebec have reached an agreement to come back to work. The railway line has supplied remote communities with transportation, food, and supplies for the past 15 years. Workers were on strike for 6 weeks demanding better pay and pensions. During the strike, services were cut to one round trip a week. The terms of the agreement between workers and their unions are unknown, but things should begin to shift back to normal over the coming weeks as the train resumes its normal schedule. Venice's regional council flooded Thursday evening just after rejecting legislation to address climate change. The council office is located on Venice's Grand Canal and has never been flooded before. This year marked the highest rates of floods in 50 years. Reducing plastic and fossil emissions were among the amendments rejected by the council. To hear the newscast and learn more about the news team, visit cjlo.com/news.
Hey there, Concordians. It's your community calendar for the week of November 11th to 17th, and let it be on record that this was unfortunately the week Winter 2020 started. All right, let's get to it. Feeling stressed during this last push up until finals? Do you really wish you can get some help managing your stress but don't know where to start? Then come check out Wellness Wednesdays at Concordia. Located in room 300.22 at the GM building, this Wednesday at 2 p.m., this session will cover what causes stress and how it affects your body, mind, and mood. You'll also learn techniques to manage when stress shows up in your life. Be sure to check it out and make use of our Concordia resources while you can. Once again, that's room 300.22 in the GM building, which is 1550 de Maisonneuve West downtown, this Wednesday from 2 p.m. to 3 p.m. Alrighty guys, listen up, because this is important. Concordia elections for this year are up for the next 3 days. If you are registered to vote, please check your email and get on to do so. There are many things that are being voted on this year. For example, if you've ever wanted Concordia to have a fall reading week, now is your chance to vote on that. Voting is taking place from November 12th to 14th, and it is very important that you vote if you're registered, because voter turnout last year was seriously as low as 15% of people who registered. Things might be changing that you care about. If you are someone who loves the People's Potato or the free meals at Loyola, as two examples, vote, because there are many things that are being affected this year by this election. I am not here to tell you what to vote for, I'm just here to tell you to do it. Once again, just check your email, and if you're registered, follow the link's instruction. Finally, as always, I have a concert for you guys. Come see Moon Duo and Ben Shimi this Saturday, November 16th, starting at 9 p.m. at SAT on St. Laurent. The concert is going to be at SAT, which is a really cool venue if you haven't been there before. And pricing is $18 if you buy it online and $20 at the door. I hope to see you all there. Once again, it's Saturday, November 16th, starting at 9 p.m. at SAT on St. Laurent. Well, there you have it, folks. This has been your community calendar for the week of November 11th to November 14th with Danny Gold. Stay warm, Concordia. And now back to your regular scheduled programming. Hey there, Concordians, it's your community calendar for the week of November 11th to 17th, and let it be on record. record that this was unfortunately the week Winter 2020 started. All right, let's get to it. Feeling stressed during this last push up until finals? Do you really wish you can get some help managing your stress but don't know where to start? Then come check out Wellness Wednesdays at Concordia. Located in room 300.22 at the GM building, this Wednesday at 2 p.m., this session will cover what causes stress and how it affects your body, mind, and mood. You'll also learn techniques to manage when stress shows up in your life. Be sure to check it out and make use of our Concordia resources while you can. Once again, that's room 300.22 in the GM building, which is 1550 de Maisonneuve West downtown, this Wednesday from 2 p.m. to 3 p.m. Alrighty guys, listen up, because this is important. Concordia elections for this year are up for the next 3 days. If you are registered to vote, please check your email and get on to do so. There are many things that are being voted on this year. For example, if you've ever wanted Concordia to have a fall reading week, now is your chance to vote on that. Voting is taking place from November 12th to 14th, and it is very important that you vote if you're registered, because voter turnout last year was seriously as low as 15% of people who registered. Things might be changing that you care about. If you are someone who loves the People's Potato or the free meals at Loyola, as two examples, vote, because there are many things that are being affected this year by this election. I am not here to tell you what to vote for, I'm just here to tell you to do it. Once again, just check your email, and if you're registered, follow the link's instructions. Finally, as always, I have a concert for you guys. Come see Moon Duo and Ben Shimi this Saturday, November 16th, starting at 9 p.m. at SAT on Saint Laurent. The concert is going to be at SAT, which is a really cool venue if you haven't been there before, and pricing is $18 if you buy it online and $20 at the door. I hope to see you all there. Once again, it's Saturday, November 16th, starting at 9 p.m. at SAT on Saint Laurent. Well, there you have it, folks. This has been your community calendar for the week of November 11th to November 14th with Danny Gold. Stay warm, Concordia. And now back to your regular scheduled programming.
This is CJLO.
minute, the next minute you're gone away. Hold up your heads, my brothers. Be conscious, my sisters. And by your works you shall surely be paid. Never gentle is the man who is the younger. The one who stopped the tiger. The one who sits high and he looks down low. And if you ever miss the man who is the younger, the one who's got the tiger, then you'll be someone that he don't know. Say a prayer and chant a psalms. Prayer a day, keep the evil calm. You don't have to go to church or be a Christian to call on your name. Shout out the name Jehovah in the valleys. Shout out the name Jehovah on the hills. Shout out the name Jehovah on the plains. Or even if it rains, call on the name. Call on your name the same. Call on the name. Yeah. So never try to diss the man with the anger. The one who's got the tiger. The one who sits high and he looks down low. And if you ever diss the man with the anger, the one who's got the tiger, then you'll be someone that he don't know. Hey, listen up, I know time is getting up. Time is short and life is precious. Hey, listen up, I know time is getting up. Life is short but time is precious. You've got to have the heart of a lion. The children to reach Mount Zion. You can never be afraid. Just call on his name. Life is no game. Life is no game. Never try to diss the man who is the younger.
Hey, sleep well, my love. Oh, I love to watch you sleep. Sleeping Beauty. Hope you help me in your dream. Woman cozy like we're king and queen. Forever love, forever joy. But wake up in time. And when you're up and about, the sun shows your smile. I'll come over and hug you and kiss you and tell you heaven bless you. Yes, my love. Yeah, my love. Cutie, cutie. Feel my presence. Just wink an eye to let me know you know I'm there. Subconscious should be telling you an angel watches over you. Cutie, cutie, yeah. I do my duty, yeah. Oh, 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 oh. Hey, sleep, my love, be my love. Dream, my love, about me, my love. And I won't take a break. I'll be right there when you wake. Cutie, cutie, yes. Wake up in time. And when you're up and about, the sun shows your smile. I'll come over and hug you and kiss you and tell you heaven bless you. Yes, my love. Only you, my love, Sleeping Beauty, Sleep.
You are listening to Beat the World, CJLO 1690 AM. It's a new CD from Mr. Beres Hammond. Sleeping Beauty. The name of this track is Sleeping Beauty from the album Never Ends, Mr. Beres Hammond. We're going to take a short break and we shall be back. Want to say hello to the managers who just popped in. Miss Allison, Miss Francella. Good afternoon to you both. Quick break right here on CJLO. And we shall be back. You're listening to Beat the World, 1690 AM.
Hi, I'm Martin, an entomologist.
And I'm Lucy, a medieval historian. Tune in every Monday at 2 p.m. to listen to us chatting about insects and history.
It's the real bee's knees. Don't miss the first half hour, or you'll miss the show.
I'm a sucker for you. Yeah, I'm a sucker for you.
See the Jonas Brothers live on the Happiness Begins tour at the Bell Center November 27th. With special guests Bebe Rexha and Jordan McGraw. Get your tickets now on Evenko.ca.
You, baby.
Push that button.
How about this one?
Say something quick. The security guard coming.
What?
Say something quick.
Say what?
The Caribbean Callaloo, the 2 times award-winning show on CJLO. 1690 on your AM dial every Saturday from 2 p.m. till 4 p.m. 514-848-7471.
Who's that girl, boy?
You can't talk, but you can see her.
For your weekly dose of reggae music, exclusive interviews, and news, tune in to the More Fire Radio Show with Star Q, DJ Sirius, Singing P, and Junior Vibes. Each and every Saturday from 4 to 6 on CJLO 1690 AM. The More Fire Radio Show, Montreal's number one source for reggae music and only party on radio.
More fire! More fire!
Tune in to the Anatomy of Caribbean Music every Saturday from 8 to 9 p.m. on CJLO 1690 AM, where we examine the origins and the evolution of Caribbean music. From mento to reggae, calypso to soca, compa, zouk, Latin, spooge, we play them all.
This is
CJLO 1690 AM.
Manulima kutumbola ngaite. Ah, ele kakanango, le grand ninja. Nazangi sute na vina ngaye O abondele langayo Mobalia boinga na se andoto Aloti na zweli embanga Natonga la muki ole atunanga Akamati decision Angayo, ngayo, ngayo Angayo, ngayo, mawa Angayo, ngayo, ngayo Angayo, ngayo, mawa Yaja boinga Na sengye palado Na
Nazangi sutena vina ngae Po abonele langa Mobala boingana se andoto Aloti nazweli ye manda Natonga la muki wali atuna ngae Akamati decision Mobali nangae Babo ya kamoninga poeti Est-ce que réfléchis Mengaye Moi na boye ya te Ata toke na tribunal Na wabi sobe juze wana Moi na boye ya te Na lula yofu Bato bae kotu na ngali Kambora sali se kole la lela Mawa Na zangili lo baya kozo Nisela bango posomo Ele kaki ngaye Sabata makila mabe to sala ninye Balinga katope mateo Nafanda kaloboko nalitama Nakomitu nakamawa Eza makambwa Liwaya kala eza laki eloko ya mawa Lelo eko maliseki Esika ya randevu Esika mabale salamaka Esika ya matongi Mawa Ozali buma Ah! Yaja Balinga ka moto denge nini papa Nga moto Nakoma mwena bengo papa na To chéri, na ko gagate, na koma ko benga yo ya Jean, na mitia na kata fami na yo, na mikotisa, ah, ya Jean, ya za, ko siri kaka boyete, hein?
Finga kamoto moye ya te ba finga kamoto boye di
Yabo Paul. Et c'est Bafina Ramotoboye. Obi Manatongo, Nanak, Tangozong à la popo, beaucoup de beaux problèmes. Nalimbi.
Nzoto ya mwana moto Bolingi boli ya yango lokola mosuni nde ya nyama Boko kende na yango wapi na kisasoyo Botika asala, asala akoba Bolingi nini na nzoto na emba ndeko Le yemba na lembi batu oyo
Kisasa na kamoe
Kisasa sa makambo
na mwana mama nasila mesana na kotongo mato e mesana na koyoka nzote koma libanga mpona masolo ya bato nalandaka te nzambe lwambo alanga nzembo nasala nini
bato mobimba bakovanda se masolo ya bato balingi kodestabilize bato nyonso bandeko tosala nini na matongi kisa se kompepa na matongi kotongo bato butu moi kaka kolembe te lei soki olandi bato oyo bandeko okoya kobunga nzela ya mosala okotika bana na mwasi basufri mpo na bango lei yemba bandeko lei
sasinga na nsima sekosasa balambi lokumo na nga na ndunda ya bololo bakombi ndako na nga na kombo ya mbanzi lwambo oyoyoyo alanga nzembo nasala nini yo
nzoto ya mwana moninga botika evanda pembeni bokolongola mosuni bokotika makila na nani makila ngungi amela amela alemba avimba libumo ya moke soki obeti mbata epasuka lei yemba nalembi bato oyo bandeko o lelelei
pesa nzoto na nga na nzembo mosolo nakolia kasi ya nzembo mopepe nga na kopebaka oyo ya bato nyonso mosuni ya nzoto na nga suka elengi moto nyonso akoluka kaka kute mama elengi nini bakoyoka bolwambo
bakolembe te tika bango balobale mama bakotonga bakotonga tika bango batonga lei mama likambo bamesana na yango bakoki kotika te babokwama boye basala bango boye tokoloba nini biso tolembi bango bandeko ngungi e
You are listening to Beat the World on CJLO 1690 AM. Want to remind you about a comedy evening that's happening Sunday, November the 24th. It's from 6 p.m. until 9 p.m. at the West Can Cultural Arts Center. 7419 Harley. Reservations and tickets, you can call 438-937-1924. It's the evening of comedy with Nato and more. It's an evening of singing, dancing, steel pan, drumming. And lots more. This is at 7419 Harley. In beautiful NDG in Montreal, it starts at 6 p.m. and goes until 9 p.m. Sunday, November the 24th. Music by DJ Abner. There are limited seats, so you have to reserve early. This is a Black Moses production. Evening with comedy.
Paraden paradis bon Dieu. Sac au tambour en pandialé. Pandié, pandié. Tolsi bonjour un manche si te fait. Pandié, pandié. Comment qu'aura cérémonie, sentier blaqué pour balader. Citron galé sous feuille sago. Comment si t'as aussi rage la nuit de les dents de saint bout pour veiller la vie. Petit coteau qui t'engage chemin, bateau le temps d'un grand bouton.
Listening to Beat the World on CJLO 1690 AM. So much to do today. But I want to remind you, on November 17th at the Della Cinema, 6900 Boulevard de Carry, there's going to be a film that's presented in honor of the independence of Haiti. It's called 1804, The Hidden History of Haiti. My guest, he is on his way, but the traffic is slowing him down. So I'm just going to try to remember everything that I have. It takes place tomorrow at the Dollar Cinema, 6900 Boulevard de Carry, November 17th at 6:30 p.m. It's called 1804, The Hidden History of Haiti. You know, Haiti was once very oppressed. You know, the Spaniards, they came, they tried to take their land. The French came, tried to take their land. The British tried to take their land. But because of the revolution, no one had a chance. So tomorrow at the Carry Square, the Dollar Cinema, 6900 Boulevard de Carry, 1804, The Hidden History of Haiti. When my guest comes here, it's going to be almost 2 o'clock. So I'm going to try to get him on the following show that's coming up. It's called Caribbean Kalalu, which is very apropos. And he's going to tell you all about it. It's given by One Full Circle, OFC. They do wonderful, wonderful work right here in Montreal. And I want to say good afternoon to Mr. Pharaoh. You are listening to Beat the World on CJLO 1690 AM. Stay tuned, Montreal. We're taking a short break soon, and we'll be back right here, live from the Concordia University in beautiful downtown NDG. 7141 Sherbrooke. That's where we are.
Push that button. Yo,
how about this one?
Say something quick. The security guard coming.
What?
Say something quick.
Say what?
The Caribbean Kalaloo, the 2 times award-winning show on CJLO. 1690 on your AM dial every Saturday from 2 p.m. till 4 p.m. 514-848-7471.
Who's that girl, boy?
You can't talk, but you can see her.
For your weekly dose of reggae music, exclusive interviews, and news, tune in to the More Fire Radio Show with Star Q, DJ Sirius, Singing P, and Junior Vibes. Each and every Saturday from 4 to 6 on CJLO 1690 AM. The More Fire Radio Show, Montreal's number one source for reggae music and only party on radio.
More fire! More fire!
Check out Jay Nice and Lady Oracle in the Limelight every Saturday from 6 p.m. to 8 p.m. for underground hip-hop and R&B right here on CJLO 1690 AM.
Tune in to the Anatomy of Caribbean Music every Saturday from 8 to 9 p.m. on CJLO 1690 AM, where we examine the origins and the evolution of Caribbean music. From mento to reggae, calypso to soca, compa, zouk, Latin, spooge, we play them all.
This is
CJLO 1690 AM.
It's coming up on 145, 146 in this beautiful, beautiful city of Montreal. Sunny and nice. On the line I have with me the coordinator and producer of this. No, I shouldn't say producer, right? Are you there? Can you hear me? Good afternoon to you.
Yes, thank you.
I'm taking away Tahid's role, right?
Yeah, I think coordinator is a good title. I think I am coordinating. I'm the promoter behind it. I'm the executive director behind the OFC and the founder of the OFC.
Right. Before we get into the movie, tell us about the OFC and what it all stands for.
Yeah, so thank you again for having me. So everybody, so peace. I'm Pharaoh Hamid Freeman, and the OFC stands for One Full Circle. So we are the Melanated Community Network. So we basically focus on bridging the gap between the French and the English-speaking black community all over the world. And we offer support to individuals, businesses, as well as organizations. So our main focus within the OFC is really just promoting that black excellence and creating a sense of community so that we can basically be here to support ourselves and our future generations.
Right. Are you still located in downtown?
We are now in Ville Saint-Laurent. We're right across from Duke College Metro.
Okay.
So we have a beautiful brownstone there. We're at 550 DeCarry, really right across the street from Duke College Metro. So it's very convenient for people to come in and pop in and come see us.
And tell us, let's talk about the community a little bit. How do you help the community in terms of programming and learning and giving away to the needy and to the poor and everybody else?
Yeah, so basically, so in terms of some of the initiatives and activities that we do, so primarily when the OFC was founded, this is our ninth year in existence. So next year we celebrate our 10 years.
Right.
And primarily it is in terms of supporting individuals. It's everything from like we have a homeschooling network. We help with parents who have language issues. So a lot of times we have English parents who their children are going to French school and there's issues with just being able to help the children with their homework and parent-teacher interviews and stuff like that. So what we'll do, we'll pair them with volunteers within our network, within the community, who are willing to be there to sit with them, to help them to translate and things like that. In terms of supporting businesses, now, our network, we have over 500 registered members now. We have about 16,000 subscribers. So what we do is we create the platform to create visibility for up-and-coming businesses.
Mm.
In addition to that, we actually offer a lot of support, marketing support, administrative support, accounting support, and general coaching, just to make sure that once we do send clients to the businesses, they know how to retain the businesses and basically to create wealth. Because now the idea is not just to help and promote the businesses, it is to create sustainability. And one of the biggest highlights I could say that we're really proud of is recently we created an investment club. Within the network, and the objective of the investment club was for us to just pool our capital together and to be able to do things that are going to create a long-term wealth for our community and, again, like some type of economic base. So we recently launched a fundraiser. We raised about $53,000.
Wow.
Within a span of 8 weeks. And the goal with it was actually to purchase a community center. That was the vision for what we were doing. But then when the dust settled and we raised $53,000, it wasn't enough to actually purchase the center that we had in mind. But collectively, the investors decided we're still going to use the money that we pooled and purchase a revenue generating property. So we're actually in the process of closing the deal on a duplex. So it's cool to see that the community does see the value in coming together and putting the money together. But these are just some of the initiatives that we do as the OFC. Like it's the power that the OFC has is the fact that we pull out the best within the French and English-speaking community. And when I say best, I just mean those who are willing to build for the next generation, those who are willing to put themselves aside to do something substantial for the future generation.
Right, so but...
And we just generally set like a standard of excellence that we really try to promote and encourage a sense of accountability to everybody. But just that sense of community again. Like within the club, one thing that that we really pride ourselves on is that for us, a sign of success is us knowing each other's children. So that when our children are caught on the road or in any kind of situation, or even it doesn't have to be a negative situation. It could just be that when our children are looking for work, are looking for jobs, looking for stages, looking for opportunities, we have that sense of community, we have that network that could basically provide that support for our youth and our next generation.
Right, but with that 53,000, at least you have a down payment on something, right?
Exactly, that's it. And we just recently accepted our offer that we have. We just went through the building inspection, so we're going through the process. And once we have sealed the deal, we will make an official announcement because it is a big accomplishment. We're 43 investors that came together from the French and English-speaking community from different age demographics. So it's not all young people, not all old people. It's everybody from across the board came together. And it really came together for this sense of let's build wealth for our next generation.
Right. My last observation is that you mentioned everything support, but you haven't mentioned the technological support, right? Now, I know some people in LaSalle... the senior citizens in LaSalle, the Jamaica Association, you know, at church last week, this lady was telling me, no, she's almost 70 years old, and she's telling me, Neil, you know, I'm going back to this school so I can learn my computer skills and this and that and whatever. So are you involved in those things also?
Amazing. And actually, well, I'm glad you brought that up. One of the things that we had to do as the OFC now, because we have so many members, and within the collective, we have almost 19 organizations. So what we do, we try to not necessarily be the all for everybody. So when these things come, when people come to us, regardless of what you need, you could always come to the ORC for everything. Like when we're talking community, computer tech support, you need access to getting into a club, you're looking for a new couch, you need to get your tires changed, you could call the ORC for literally everything. But what we do is that we basically put you in contact with somebody within the network. So we ourselves don't actually offer the technical support because we don't necessarily have the infrastructure yet for it.
Okay.
But like you said, there are organizations like the Jamaica Association that we have alliances with that we would refer people from within the community to.
Right.
Power of the network. So the idea is not for us to be the all and all. It is really for us to just do our due diligence in terms of working with positive and forward-thinking organizations and businesses. So that when we refer people, we could give you our satisfaction guarantee, so to speak. So if you come to me and you're looking for anything, and I refer you to a business within the network, if you're not 100% satisfied with the business, you could come back to us because that is our brand, that's our reputation, and we will make sure that you are a satisfied client. Mm-hmm. So if it's a matter of having to go back and sit with the business to understand what happened, if it's a matter of creating some type of confrontation for a bad situation, we take that responsibility because our goal is really to set this foundation and this example of Black excellence and move this forward onto the next generation.
Right. One more thing I have to say. The group that I'm referring to is the CPAC. They're located in the Super C Mall. Enoje Mziliaki is one
mm-hmm.
of the... Yeah.
CPAC, yes.
Right. Now, he's having computer training for the senior citizens and everything like that. I'm going to bring him on the air and I'm going to ask so we can better understand exactly what's going on with that group, right? But we have like 5 more minutes to talk about the 1804, the hidden treasure of Haiti.
Exactly.
So tell us a little bit about it. Is it a documentary? Is it a film? Exactly what is it?
It's an extremely powerful documentary. It talks about the history of Haiti. It talks about our African origins. It talks about how we are one people. It talks about the relationship between the Jamaican community as well as the Haitian community, like the bonds that we have. And for us, again, like because we pride ourselves in focusing on bridging the gap between the French and the English-speaking Black community, this documentary was necessary in terms of just creating that kind of that opportunity for people to learn that history. And it's what I tell people all the time is when the first time I watched the hitting of the 1804, it was an inspirational thing. It was a motivational thing, especially in these times right now where as a Black community, we're going through a lot. we're being oppressed a lot. It's good to see what we've been able to accomplish as a people, because they were able to defeat France when no one thought they would. And France thought it was going to be a walk in the park, and they were able to defeat France. They were able to defend
the Spaniards.
Thank you. Like you right. I heard
the
you
British.
You know, exactly, the British as well. So they were always able to. And what I like about the documentary, it doesn't only talk about the back in the days, it brings it to current day. So it helps you to understand why Haiti is still in the situation that they are right now. Because no one points the finger and say Haiti should just be doing better without understanding what they're up against, without understanding the expression in French is that les personnes qui y mettent des bâtons dans la roue. So it's like basically as the Haitian community tries to redevelop themselves, the powers that be are making an effort to keep them down, because the Haitian community, the country, the Haiti itself is a sign of black power, is a sign of black excellence, and it's a sign of what we can do when we cling to ourselves, we cling to our own inner abilities. It is something that, like, basically we're unstoppable. So it is like the powers that be are making an extra effort to make sure that Haiti stays stays in a impoverished situation, because as soon as Haiti rises again, and I feel like they will, it's going to create a new world, a new paradigm, because that example of black excellence is going to be back again.
But you know, it's a very strong nation, so everybody tried to get them down. But as you said, like, they were so oppressed that they had the revolution and they fought, and nobody thought that anything was going to happen, right?
That's it. And it's for those who have not seen it, I definitely urge and I encourage you guys to come on out tomorrow. What we've done also, now this is the second time we did the viewing. The first time we had over 800 people. We did it down at Concordia.
Okay.
And now some of the feedback I got was that it was hard to park downtown. So this is why we did it this time at the Dollar Cinema, where there's ample parking for everybody. But also what we did is that it's made available in French this time. So we hired translators. And we brought in a sound tech company. So every French person is going to be able to get a set of headphones when you come into the theater, so that you could actually enjoy the documentary in French while it's being played in English.
Right.
So, you know, so for that, for us, it was a lot of work to set this up. And we're doing it for the community. So we really want the community to come out. We have 500 seats. So we're anticipating 500 people in the theater at the least.
Right.
And we had people sitting in the aisles because of just the power of the documentary. So we definitely would love to see that kind of experience again. There's an upliftment of us being able to come together and watch it. For those even who might have seen it already, it's reinvigorating to come back out.
So this takes place tomorrow.
Sorry?
This takes place tomorrow.
Tomorrow, 7. So the doors open at 6:30. We're going to start the documentary at 7 o'clock sharp.
Right.
So be on time. Tickets are $15.
The Carey Square.
Yes, at the Carey Square. You could still get tickets in advance. We have tickets at the Curry House. If you're in the East End, we have tickets at the Pearl Retrouvée. If you're on the South Shore, we have some at the Magie Laundromat on the South Shore. Or just give us a call. I'll say my phone number. You could just call me anytime. I could direct you to where tickets are, or I could direct you to buy them online. The phone number is 514-651-4545. And I'll repeat it one more time. So
54-514-651-4545. So, Mr. Farrow, this is where we're going to leave it for today. I have one more minute until this program. I had dropped the mic. So, tomorrow at 6:30 p.m., the hidden history, the hidden treasures
of Haiti.
Of Haiti, 1804 till this present day. I want to say to you, thank you for speaking with us, and we hope that you have the 500 plus one more 100, so we can have standing room only.
Thank you so much. That's what I have to say. It has been looking good. We have sold a lot of tickets, and we have the interest is there, so it is very, very powerful. So thank you again for giving me this opportunity. I definitely appreciate the support.
And thank you to Sugarface for the link.
Sorry?
Thank you to Sugarface for the link.
Oh, definitely. Sugarface Kelly, always.